the most stressful things in this life is not having enough to go around, enough time to get everything done, enough money to make ends meet, enough skill and ability to get the job done. When you've suffered under the stress of not enough, how have you coped with it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. It seems to me that there are three basic resources that you and I need to get by each day. Time, money, and expertise. Time, because there are only 24 hours in a day, and we have to sleep sometime no matter how much we need to get everything done. Money, because without money there's nowhere to live, no food to eat, no ability to get a whole bunch of other things done. And expertise, because you and I don't have the ability to do everything for ourselves in any organisation, be it a family, a church, a business, whatever. We need different skill sets. And when we're short of any of those three basic resources, time, money, or expertise, that can cause us an enormous amount of stress. Let's start by looking at time. I don't know when the term time poor came into common usage, but these days you hear it a lot. People are time poor. In fact, once you have enough money to cover the basic necessities of life, time becomes your most important commodity. And for many people, time's too short. Oh, if only the day had a few extra hours in it, I've heard people say. Really? Man, I get to the end of the working day, and as much as I enjoy what it is I do, I'm pretty much beat. I've had it. I need a rest. The more advanced an economy becomes, it seems, and the more money we have, the more options we have for spending our time. I mean, the latest stats for how much time teenagers and young adults spend on social media each day are absolutely staggering. Right now, 11% of the world's population are active Facebook users. Just think about that. 11%. And we're spending collectively 700 billion minutes on Facebook each month. Now, just to give you an idea, 1 billion seconds is almost 32 years. But we're talking 700 billion minutes, or around 1.3 million person years every month are being spent on Facebook. And that doesn't count watching television and all the other entertainment options available to us. Hey, no wonder we're time poor. So why is this? What's changed? Why have we all of a sudden become time poor? Because we're trying to cram too much into our day. We're always online. We're always connected. We're always working. We're always chatting. We're always doing something. And we've forgotten how to have quiet, disconnected downtime. If that's you and you're burning the candle at both ends, something has to give. Otherwise, the stress is going to kill you. I mean, really. And just in case you're one of these workaholics who just has to work 18 hours a day, otherwise civilization as we know it is going to come to an end, here's a different perspective, God's perspective, Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2. See, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it are laboring in vain. And unless the Lord guards the city, the guards keep watch in vain. It's absolutely in vain that you rise up early and go late to bed, eating the bread of anxious toil, because God gives sleep to those whom he loves. It's simply not God's plan for you to be burning the candle at both ends. A while back, I recorded a whole teaching series on this subject called It's Time to Stop Laboring in Vain. So if you have this problem of being a workaholic, mosey along to the resources section of our website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll find that teaching series under the heading Living in Victory. Now, the second thing that causes us stress is a lack of money. Sometimes that's because people simply don't have enough to get by. In fact, can I tell you, the vast majority of the millions of people who will listen to this program around the world today, in places like Africa and parts of Asia, don't have enough money to make ends meet. Other times, it's because those who do have enough money squander what they have on impulse buys, on things they don't need, on food that they bought, and then because of their bad management, it goes off in the refrigerator. So they throw it out. I want to deal with this wastage thing first because it's criminal. With people starving in the world, wasting money on stuff we don't need is criminal. But the problem is that the advertisers have got it down to a fine art. They seem to be able to get you and me to part with our money like nobody else. So the question you have to ask yourself, the thing that's going to get you to change your mind about this, is whether the stress of it's worth it. Whether having all those things makes you happy, or whether at the end of the day, the lack of finances makes you stressed. Because those who want to be rich end up falling into temptation. They're trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. Because the love of money is in fact the root of all kinds of evil. And in their eagerness to be rich, some people have wandered away from their faith and pierced themselves with many pains. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Come on, is it really worth it, all this stuff? I mean, really? Or is it time to get your house in order? Is it time to get money wise? And again, I've recorded a whole series called How to Be Money Wise that you'll find in the Living in Victory section of the Resources Library of ChristianityWorks.com. Sort that out and the stress goes away. Believe you me, it's worth it. And for those who are poor, desperately poor, let me say this to you. In fact, not me, Jesus. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 34. Don't worry saying, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? Because it's the Gentiles who strive after all those things. And indeed, your Heavenly Father already knows that you need these things. But first, strive for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Come on, God knows what you need, and He will provide for you. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Your God will surely provide for you, and once you learn to trust in Him to do those things, the things you can't do, and provide the things you need when you can't acquire them for yourself, the stress will be replaced by the most amazing peace and assurance. Finally, the other thing that causes us stress when we're without is expertise. When I look at this ministry of Christianity Works that produces the radio program you're listening to right now, okay, I'm the front guy. I'm the guy who can write. I'm the voice that you hear. But without Max here in the studio, there would be nothing. Without Jackie and Tanya in the office, you wouldn't have anything to listen to. Without Joseph in Ghana and Joseph in Uganda and Ellie and Isaac in India and the many volunteers around the world, without their expertise, there'd be no radio programs. One of the biggest things that you and I can do to cause ourselves stress is not to value and recognize the different capabilities of the people around us. Because when we don't cherish them, they desert us. I see it all the time. Leaders who think everybody should be exactly like them, so that they drive their people hard, and all of a sudden there's no one to lead. A true leader recognizes other people's gifts and skills. A true leader encourages them and empowers people to be all that they can be. And whether we're leaders or not, we need other people around us who cooperate in getting things done. Without them, we're under stress with a capital S, because without them, we have to do the things that they're good at, things that invariably we're not good at. There's something incredibly stressful about being a square peg in a round hole. It's easy to be stressed by not having enough time, money, or expertise. But when we lean on God, I mean, really trust Him, really, the stress goes away. Because what we discover is that God provides richly for those whom He loves. He just does. Life is full of pressures and fears. We can't change that. But stress, well, that's simply our reaction to those pressures and fears. And that we can change, absolutely. Which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called The 5 Ways to Eliminate Stress. It's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you live a life of quiet confidence and peace. And at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you actually apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see the free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com, and the booklet, The 5 Ways to Eliminate Stress. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.